720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line as we get into Thanksgiving someone who gave her fans a lot to be thankful for, a member of the fastest family of motorsports, and now two-time NHRA Top Fuel World Champion, the one and only Brittany Force. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you for having me.
No, it's great to have you. Wow, it's an exciting time to be able to talk to you. Being a part of a family where winning is business as usual. You've seen a lot of championships. You won a world championship. You got to say, like, where does this one rank?
This one's huge. It's number two. So, I mean, the first one's always a special one, but this one is special because of this unique team I have around me. David Gremnick, Max Savage, all my Monster Energy Flavor Pack guys, they are like no other team I've ever worked with. And, you know, this has been my best season in my career. 5 wins. I think it was 10 number one qualifiers. We hold the national EP record, the national mile per hour record, and we won a championship together. So this is obviously a huge win. It's number two, and it's a first for most of my guys.
But as you get out there, just an example of winning and success and all that. Motorsports, you know, the car is a great equalizer. You're out there week in and week out competing against men in the sport, racing in general, like a lot of sports, is male dominated. Talk a little bit about, especially for the fans that may not be as familiar, how NHRA has such a positive female representation more than any other motorsport. And really, and especially in your case, women are leading the way.
Absolutely. NHRA is definitely growing in that, looking at just females coming into the sport. If you look at, you know, just the sportsman division, that's where I got started at 17, driving a super comp dragster. There's so many females in that sport. And, you know, now in Top Fuel, I compete against two other females. Erica Enders in Pro Stock won the world championship this year, and she has a number of titles. There's a female in Funny Car. There's a handful of us out there. There's not many. We're mostly competing against men, but it's pretty cool to be in the mix of it all and knowing that the sport is moving in the right direction with females coming in, and not just coming in, but succeeding.
Yeah, like you said, not just getting in there and participating, but succeeding, leading the way, setting records in a bunch of different ways. Growing up, I know a lot of the listeners are thinking, they're asking, right? So it's John Force, right? He's the example. This is what your dad is doing on a regular basis, and you got into it. Was it like you were at the track all the time, and you're seeing all that, and it's in and around it, and you're like, hey, I want to do this? Or was he like, this is the family business, you better get on board?
No, actually, he never brought it up to us. But I did grow up out at these racetracks. My sisters and I would sit in the stands, and we'd wear John Force Racing, John Force t-shirts, and we'd cheer our dad on. So we grew up around it super young, fell in love with it at a young age. And, you know, his team, his crew guys became big brothers to us, and all these tracks all over the country became, you know, second home to us. So fell in love with it very early on. And I never, you know, watching him, it was at the time there was only I could pinpoint maybe two females in the sport overall. And my little sister Courtney and I were always cheering for that pink car because Shelly Payne drives that car, Shelly Anderson. And that's who we're cheering for because she's a girl. And actually it was Ashley that, you know, got into super comp APL and drove Funny Car for 4 years, my older sister Ashley. And that was when I thought, hey, my sister could do this. I think I could do it too. And that was where it kind of, you know, that's where my interest started, and that's where I pursued, you know, getting a license in a super comp car.
Yeah, he's just got to be so super proud. It's one thing to have you guys participate, especially with you guys initiating it. And of course, safety first, right? You want your kids to be safe, but to see you just leading the way, you know, winning world championships, I think it's just so exciting. So it's Thanksgiving, you know, with your championship at the end of the season timing up. I'm sure it's going to be a lot of talk at the dinner table. So for the listeners, share a little bit about like what a Force family Thanksgiving is like, especially now you got the Ray Hall side of family, right? Do you guys sit around and talk racing, or is that like the last thing anyone's doing?
We do. We definitely talk about racing. We talk about the excitement of, you know, this season, and then, you know, what's going on in the next season, the changes. Or we do talk racing. We are a racing family. That's what we live. That's what we love. And that is what we talk about all the time. The newest addition to the table, Courtney has a little girl, Tinley, that they just had a few months ago. So we'll have not a booster seat. I don't know what they're called.
Like a high chair.
At the end of the table. A high chair. A high chair at the end of the table. And so it's fun to have, you know, my sisters and their kids at the dinner table, and just really a lot of the focus now goes on them. My little niece, Harlan, always tries to make everybody laugh by making goofy faces. So that's definitely thrown in there. It's just family.
So when it comes to the food side, you know, I got to imagine turkey somewhere in the team photo there. But do you guys have, you know, do you have any sort of like favorite foods that you guys have at Thanksgiving or that you have, or any traditions that would be fun to share?
Traditions. My family goes up to Lake Tahoe for Christmas. And, you know, we go snowboarding, we hang out. We stay in a lot. We're very much homebodies. We'll go out and we'll do a little bit, but we love to stay in. My sisters and I love to cook in the kitchen and drink wine, open bottles of wine, and hang out and watch Christmas movies. That's probably our favorite thing. We all look forward to that all season long. And now the family's growing. There's more little ones running around the house. So I'm excited to get up there. It's something we all look forward to.
NHRA, it's just racing in general, right? It's such a long season heading into holidays. Fans want to know what you're doing to recharge. You mentioned Christmas movies, obviously the holiday. Maybe quality time, vacation. Do you have a spot that you go? I mean, your life is going 300 miles an hour. How do you kind of slow down and recharge?
You know, as much as we're gone all the time, we're 22 events in the season. And even there's more than that. We do sponsor events on, you know, other off weekends. So we're gone a lot. We live out of a suitcase, in and out of airports, hotels. So I'm excited to have some downtime. But I love to travel. It's just something I love to do. I'm going to Colorado actually for Thanksgiving. We'll be up in Lake Tahoe, Nevada for Christmas. And actually, I might be going to Park City to go snowboarding. I have never been there before, so that's something new. But I always try to get in, you know, some kind of vacation, do something. I still love to travel as much as we do it all the time. I love to travel, but I also love the home life. I like sitting on a couch with my girlfriend, cooking dinner, drinking wine, you know, catching up on Netflix and just hanging out. So I do like that too. I like both worlds.
You have accomplished so much in racing, multiple world championships now, but you have a degree in education for the listeners that may not know mm-hmm. that. You certainly provided some teachable moments to your competition in 2022. And but with the winning, right? I mean, it's something personal. It's something that you and the family can enjoy, but I think there's an obligation too, or at least if an opportunity, right, to share with, you know, that next generation and people who want to be the next Brittany Force. Not everybody's dad is John Force, but there's more opportunities now maybe than ever before. Do you look at that and say like, hey, for the kids out there, maybe especially the girls out there, that you want to share, you know, opportunities to get in on things?
Yeah. I take a lot of pride in being a role model in this position that I'm in, standing out at my ropes, you know, between rounds. I have a lot of kids that come up to me and they tell me they want to be a race car driver because of me. And that is a win in itself. If I could, you know, inspire just one kid to step outside their comfort zone and to chase down a dream that they want to do, if I can inspire them to do that, that is a win in itself. So that's a lead I take very seriously. I tried to, you know, my dad's always taught me through our victories to always stay humble and, you know, never be a poor sport. As much as it is, you go out there and you get beat and you have tough weekends. I've always been one to find the positive in it. There's a reason this happened. It's going to teach me something. It's going to make me stronger and I'll recover and I'll be better the next time around. So I always try to stay positive, not just for me and my team, but, you know, my followers, my fans as well.
Yeah, you're bringing all those fans with you as well right now. Just as you celebrate the championship, there's high chairs all around America, right, with the next Brittany Forces sitting in there making funny faces right now, but winning championships down the road. So as we let you go, for those people who want to get more information, maybe keep up with your adventures in the off season or whatever on social media, where can they go?
I'm on Instagram and Twitter. I do my own. It's Brittany Force, BrittanyForce. So you'll see all those like Tahoe trips and family dinners I talked about. I'll be posting there pretty soon.
Brittany Force, two-time NHRA Tom Fuel World Champion. Thanks so much for everything you're doing. Enjoy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the holidays. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you so much.